This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The meeting serves as a platform for ministers, senior officers, policymakers and experts from the member countries to engage in substantive discussions, foster consensus and strengthen environmental cooperation. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, is presiding over the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said he is looking forward to further strengthening cooperation and engaging in a meaningful manner for positive outcomes for the Environment Working Group. The theme of India's BRICS Chairship 2026 is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The Jharkhand government has cancelled the JSSC-CGL examination after 24-day students' protest in the state. It has also cancelled all other recruitment exams conducted by private agency TDPL. However, the demand of protesters for a CBI probe remains unresolved. The Jharkhand government announced a probe into recruitment examinations conducted by JPSC and JSSC since 2014. Meanwhile, Minister Deepika Pandey Singh and Health Minister Irfan Ansari, along with MLA Jairam Kumar, visited Sadar Hospital and ended the hunger strike of Devendranath Mahato and other protesting students. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted searches at several locations in Karnataka linked to alleged Karnataka Public Service Commission, KPSC, paper leak scam. Former chairman of KPSC Shiv Shankarappa S. Sahukar is accused of examination paper leaks, tampering with OMR sheets and demanding bribes ranging from 70 to 80 lakhs per candidate to recruit government veterinary officers. It is also alleged that a private company acted as a middleman. In this background, ED conducted searches of the residence of Shiv Shankarappa and a few former members of KPSC and offices linked to a private company. The investigation is related to irregularities and possible involvement of people connected with the corrupt recruitment process. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 persons were killed and 23 others injured after a pickup van collided head-on with a truck on the Gwalior-Bhind Itawa Highway 719 in Bhind district late last night. According to reports, the labourers were travelling from Guhad in Bhind to their homes in Lakhimpur Kheri, Uttar Pradesh. 5 labourers died on the spot while 3 others succumbed to their injuries while being taken to Gwalior for treatment. Police have registered a case and launched an investigation into the cause of the accident. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said with the commissioning of the Dergaon-Dimapur pipeline, Nagaland is now connected to the Northeast Gas Grid and the National Gas Grid. In a social media post today, Mr. Puri said the commissioning is a landmark step in making the Northeast a growth engine of India and will bring the region closer to a truly integrated gas-based economy. He said the commissioning will strengthen energy security, create new opportunities for industry, transport, households and power, and advance Atmanirbhar Bharat. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused opposition parties of spreading misinformation on the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill for vote bank politics. In an interview to a private news agency, he said the bill will bring transparency to foreign funding flows and now the truth will come out. He said sending the bill to a joint parliamentary committee is an excellent decision. He alleged that the opposition spread a lot of lies. He added that engaging in politics by spreading such falsehoods is absolutely wrong. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, India's Lakshya Sen will face Austria's Collins Filimon in the men's singles first round in New Delhi this evening. Meanwhile, the match between India's Unnati Huda and Myanmar's Thet Thar Thuzar in the women's singles first round is underway at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. The Indian debutant has won the first game 22-20 a short while ago. In men's cricket, India were 126-5 against Sri Lanka on the fourth day of the first test in Galle when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.